You will be made rich in every way. God's saying, I want to increase your seed in every way. Why? So that you can be generous.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck, your host with Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church. And we are so excited to serve our city and serve our world with the Word of God. Our goal is to help you grow into your potential in Christ through the Word of God. And so, Pastor Mark, one of the resources that we've created here is the New Life Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJob.com. And so tell us a little bit about how does the Straight Talk app help people grow?
Well, first of all, we have over 400 messages that are neatly packaged in series titles, and so you can listen at any time. In fact, Joshua, there's been 100,000 people that have downloaded messages, or 100,000 messages that have been downloaded, listened to, and already. So we're super excited about that. But we also want to highlight other resources that we have. For example, for those of you that have a hard time getting into the Word of God and you like the audio version best, there's a great app that's called Streetlights app that you can go and download. And this is sort of the Bible in an urban vibe. It's really, really good. Some of our friends have put it together. And my son loves listening to this. And it's kind of the Bible with an urban feel to it and urban beats to it. We also have something brand new we just put on there. I'm so excited about this. This is a friend of ours who leads worship at one of our locations and New Life locations called Tiffany Daniels has just released an album, a worship album called Joyful in Hope. I've known Tiffany since she was like 13 years old, and she has a gift of worship.
Yes, she does.
Boy, this is all of the songs are original. A powerful, powerful CD that will just sort of elevate your worship. So I want to encourage you to go to our app and download Joyful in Hope.
So many other resources there. Check it out if you haven't yet. Share it with a friend. It's at PastorMarkJob.com. You can download the Straight Talk app from your app store and use it. Use it every day.
Thank you, Josh. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us again here on Straight Talk Radio with Pastor Mark. We're in a series called Thrive, Beyond Mere Survival. And today is the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Beyond Survival, Giving. Let's get right into the message. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 11.
As you plant a seed into the ground, there's a molecular breakdown that's happening with that seed. It's called germination. The seed is beginning to sprout some roots to it that doesn't seem like much, but those roots go into the ground, and there's one root that starts going up towards the air, but you don't see it at the time. You don't know that something's happening. Some of you think the seed is wasted, but in reality, the seed is just germinating under the ground. And you have to have the patience to say, oh, keep sowing, even though I don't see the immediate results, because I know the seed will not go to waste. It's a time factor. Some of you give up too soon. The other thing is the seed factor. It's not just understanding that it takes time, but it's also understanding that the kind and amount of seed you sow determines the next cycle of harvest. What kind of seeds are you sowing? See, some of you are sowing bad seeds and you're going through a rough time. But you know what? The reason you're going through a rough time right now is seeds that you sowed 9 months ago. And you say, well, I'm living right now. Yeah, you're living right now. But you're reaping the harvest of last sowing time. You're in the cycle reaping what you sowed 9 months ago. And you have to wait out the bad seed and start a new cycle so that you can start a new cycle in your life in which you start harvesting good seeds. Are you tracking with me? Because this is huge. You see, some of you, even with the raising of your kids, You come to Christ and your kids are 14, 15 years old, and you come to Christ and you pray over them and you think their next year is going to be great in God just because you become a believer and now everything should be okay. Yeah, but you have 15 years of sort of parenting the wrong way. You have 15 years of sometimes chaotic parenting, not very consistent parenting, and now you expect that because you got saved and prayed over them that everything's going to be different. It doesn't work that way. You sowed 15 years into their life. The seeds aren't going to just disappear all of a sudden. It's going to be a harvest there. Now you have to pump good seeds in, a lot of good seeds, consistently over a period of time so that it has an effect on their life. Are you tracking with me? That's the way it works. I'm glad you got saved and are believing God for your marriage, but you have 20 years of some hit and miss seeds into your marriage that aren't that good. And you expect that just because you come to Christ and pray over your marriage and have devotions twice in the last month, that your whole marriage is going to be different. Hey, hold on. You sowed 20 years of bad seed into your marriage. It's not going to turn around in a week. It's going to take some time. Consistency, good sowing into it. It's not going to happen overnight. There's a persistency that needs to happen there. That's the way the sow-reap principle works. The third factor is the steady factor. You see, Galatians says you will reap if you do not give up. I think a lot of us give up way too soon. We give up because we sow and don't see a difference and we think that it's not making a difference when in reality we need to persevere. If you do not give up, you'll reap a harvest. See what happens? It's like a New Year's resolution to lose 30 pounds. Don't raise your hand if you made that resolution. I don't even want to know. But I venture to say that quite a few of you started the new year saying, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, 25 pounds. I'm going to work out consistently. I'm going to walk around the mall. I'm going to get on the treadmill. I'm going to cut this out. And you start out, and the first week, you did great. The first week and a half, you did great. And then you got on the scale, and you see no change. And you say, see, it's not working. All that sweat. All that huffing, all that puffing, all that put on my workout clothes, all that, and I haven't even lost 1 pound. Forget it. So you stop working out less and less. By the time January's over, you're back to the same old, same old. You know why? Because you didn't persevere. You see, you started, but you didn't see the results like you wanted to see them, so you gave up and you'll be back to the same place you were. You see, when you persevere in sowing the seeds, you see, this is my definition of maturity. When you continue to do what's right, despite of how you feel at the moment, that is maturity. Some of us don't continue to do it. We give up, and so we don't reap the benefits of it. And the sow-reap principle tells us that. The fourth factor in the sow-reap principle is the opportunity factor. There are windows of opportunities. They open and close before us, and so we need to take advantage of the windows that are there before us and make sure that we're in tune with the times of what God is doing. Second principle. So the first principle is when it comes to giving, you reap in direct proportion to how you sow. Second principle is that when it comes to giving, you determine your plan and you give with a generous attitude. Notice what it says in verse 7. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now this verse has been oftentimes miscategorized. And some people have thought that this verse says only give whatever your heart tells you to give at the moment. I've heard some people say it that way. Well, give with your heart. Here's what this verse is saying. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. That word decided means that you've made a decision previously and that you're following through on that decision. This is a planned giving. This is a decision that you have fully embraced with your heart, and you are saying, I'm making a commitment to this of the heart, but I've planned ahead. I've determined in advance what I'm going to do. One of the most important aspects of our life is giving and generosity, and sometimes we do not plan. We have no plan for it. We just randomly give. What are you going to do? I don't know. See. Okay, I'm giving this. That's random giving. I think that our giving needs to be planned giving. I think you need to determine in advance, this is what I'm going to give. And then you need to stick to that plan. And as you give with a heart of joy. Not because I have to, not because I'm forced to, but God, because I want to give. That's how it works. Now, let me just simply say this about giving, by the way. I believe that you determine in advance, and a mature giver is like this. You don't go by your feelings. You go by what you've determined in advance to do, what you think is right to do. That's maturity. I married my wife 23 years ago, and I stood before a pastor, which happened to be my father, who was a pastor. And I said, yeah, through good times and in bad times, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish. And I made a public commitment. It was a planned commitment in advance of what I was committed towards. And there are times when I look at my dear wife and just, man, it melts my heart, and my heart turns to mushy gush romantic, and it's just like, wow, this woman, she is the most incredible woman on the face of this earth. And if I was a cartoon, they would turn to little hearts, my eyes, palpitating hearts and eyes, and the back of the hair on my neck would stand up, since the hair on my head can't. And and just, you know, I turn into a poet, and it's just, oh, yeah, it's right there. There are times like that. And then if you've been married long enough, you know what I'm talking about. And then there are other times. And then there's other times when I look at her, and it's just, my heart's flatlining. Not a beep, not a blurp, not just like this. You know what? Let me tell you what. It doesn't bother me. Because here's what I know. That my commitment to my wife is above my immediate feelings at the time. My commitment to my wife is one of loving her, and it doesn't matter exactly how I feel at the time. I might have had a bad traffic day and I'd be aggravated at the world, or something may be going wrong, or I may have a backache or whatever. It may be a bad day. But here's what I know, that I've made a commitment to love her, and my commitment to her is bigger than my immediate feelings at the time. And so therefore I act in love towards her, because my commitment, my pre-planned commitment, is bigger than my immediate feelings. That's called maturity.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You're listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Beyond Survival, Giving. It's part of our series called Thrive, Beyond Mere Survival. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of our message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. Our message, Beyond Survival, Giving.
It's the way we are in our walk with God as well. You walk in this place and you may not feel like worshiping God. You may have had a lousy day. You may have hit one of the thousands of potholes in the city of Chicago these days. And maybe your car's making weird noises and you're not very happy about it. And maybe you just, things aren't going right. And so you walk into this place and you just have no desire to worship God. You're just like ticked at the world. You walk in, people are worshiping, and you say, okay, I got to sing. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. You know, it's more of a murmur than it is a song. But you see, what maturity does is maturity understands, regardless of how I feel, my circumstances do not change the character of God. God is still good. He's as good today when I hit a pothole as he was yesterday when I hit no pothole. I mean, he hasn't changed. He is still good. His character is not altered. God is in control. And so therefore, I give God what he deserves, not what I feel. I give God what he deserves, the praise and the worship. And so I force myself to worship God. You say, well, I don't want to be a hypocrite. That's not hypocrisy. The Bible says, give unto God a sacrifice of praise. That's the fruit of your lips giving thanks unto his name. That's obedience. Hypocrisy is acting like you're something that you're not. When it's hard to worship, you worship God anyways because he deserves it. And believe me, as you worship God in spirit and in truth, then the worship kicks in and it kicks in. And then you start worshiping God for what it really means to be. And you engage in worship. That's the way it works. I'm talking about maturity. And that's the way it is with our giving as well. You don't always feel when you give. You don't always feel like, oh man, I get goosebumps when I give. Like, write out this check of tithing. Oh, I felt so good. Maybe some of you do. Rarely do I see someone laughing and giggling. I can't contain myself. I'm writing out a tithe check. Oh man, I'm so happy. I don't see that all the time. Although it says God loves a hilarious giver. You see, hilarious. What comes to your mind when you think of hilarious? I said in the last service, and the guy in the front said the Three Stooges. Yeah, you know, they're hilarious. Hilarious means that it is a joy that you just cannot contain. You are so happy, you're trying to hold it down, it's just coming out. Like, you can't contain it. It says God loves a hilarious giver. Well, why would someone be hilarious? Why would someone have a joy that they cannot contain when they're giving? Because they understand the power and the benefit, and they understand the dynamic power of generosity and what it unleashes and what it produces in someone's life. If you understand the power of generosity, when it comes to giving, it'll be hard to contain the joy that you experience. Why? Because there's something that's unleashed in our life with generosity. And that's what it tells us about sowing and reaping. So you determine in advance a plan, and then when you give with the right attitude. You give with the right attitude. You get your attitude right with God. Here's the thing. If we only understood, the Bible says that God is the author of all things. Do you realize that there's not a penny that you make that God doesn't allow you to make? That he is the author of wealth, Deuteronomy tells us. He's the author of wealth. He releases it. He takes it away. He's the author of wealth. So everything that we have, we owe to God, that we thank God, we bless God, we acknowledge his sovereignty in it, we acknowledge his hand in it, and then when we go to give, we give with that concept in mind. Third factor, I'm moving along here, so you got to write these down pretty quickly. Number three, when it comes to giving, God's favor is directed towards those who generously release. Notice what it says in verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. I love this. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things at all times, having all that you need. You know what God's grace is? Grace is God's unmerited, undeserved favor. God is able to make that abound towards us. That means like it flows like a gushing, mighty river. God is able to channel his grace in our direction. What causes God's grace to be channeled in our direction? What causes God's favor to be channeled in our direction in a heavy way, especially in the context of finances, as we're talking about finances? You know what does? It's answered in the next verse. Read the next verse with me. Look at what it says. It says this. Now he who supplies seed to the sower, who's that? Who supplies seed to the sower? God, not the distributor. The distributor, right? No, God. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, God, will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. What is seed for? To plant, to sow, right? Hear me well. It's saying in this passage that God wants to increase what you have to sow. He wants to give you more seed to sow. He wants to increase your ability to sow so that your harvest will be greater. Listen, you will be made rich in every way. This is not just about finances. Some people are financially rich but spiritually poor. Some people are financially wealthy but relationally bankrupt. Some people are financially making very wealthy but emotionally depleted. You don't want that. You want to prosper in every area of your life. You want to have an abundance of joy and relational health and emotional and mental and spiritual well-being in every area of your life, not just in one area. And he says, you will be made rich in every way. Here it comes. Here it comes. Underline it. You will be made rich in every way. God's saying, I want to increase your seed in every way. Why? So that you can be, say it with me, generous. Hold on a second. Why is he prospering us? Why are we being made rich? Why is abundance being poured into our life? So that you may be what? Generous. On every occasion, and through your generosity, it will result in thanksgiving to God. Okay. Whoa, I wish I could teach because I'd teach you some things. This is powerful. Here's the way it works. God says, I want to increase your seed. You say, great, increase it, Lord. I got my eye on this new car, new house. I got a new a new watch I've been wanting for a long time. Pour it on, Lord. Open the gates of heaven. I got a lot of stuff I want to buy. Ooh, I got a list, Lord. Hey, nothing wrong with nice things. Nothing wrong if God increases that you can spend on your needs. And nothing wrong with that. But wait a second. If God increases your seed and you eat all your seed on yourself, do you think in next cycle God's going to want to increase you more? Because he's got a purpose in increasing the seed. I give them more seed so they can be generous. You and I are like a funnel. God increases and that funnel doesn't clog. Some of us, God increases, gives us more, and we clog the funnel and say, great. But then you know what happens? God shuts off the funnel because he says, you know, there's a clogged funnel. Why am I going to pour more in that funnel? That funnel goes nowhere. But the funnels that are open, God increases so that we can be generous and our generosity results in thanksgiving to God. People glorifying God. It happens this way in every area of life. Hey, if God gives you a talent and a gift and it's all about you and your glory and so for people to look at you, God's going to turn off the funnel. But it's about ministering to people and touching their lives. God's going to turn on the funnel and make it bigger. You understand that? You see, whatever God will increase whatever we need, but we have to release it. We have to release in order to increase. And we have to release, we have to be a funnel of generosity and blessing so that things are being passed through us and so that others are being touched by what God is doing. That's where the giving comes in. That it's not just the saving and the living, but it's also the giving. And I want us to be as a people and as a church, I want us to be a generous people and a generous church so that all the blessing of God can flow through all the people of God and do incredible things.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message entitled Beyond Survival, Giving. It's from his current series called Thrive, Beyond Mere Survival. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.